Hi, everyone. This is Eric Martin, the lead singer for the band Mr. Big, and you are on the road to rock with Clint Switzer.
Thank you so much, man. I love talking about the things that I love, Clint, and for you to allow me to do it with you. God bless you. God bless the Heartland. God bless America.
You are now on the road to rock. It's not just a podcast. It's an unabashed celebration of rock's living legends. And now, please welcome your host, the master of your rock and roll road trip, leading you down the highway to hell, Clint Switzer.
And with raucous jubilation, we welcome the month of April. We welcome you all to On the Road to Rock. I'm your host, Clint Switzer, keeping things rolling on here into the month of April. Hope you guys had a tremendous March. I'll tell you, here in Missouri, Kansas City specifically, where I live, the weather was really up and down, as it tends to be. That's just sort of the Midwest for you. If you live anywhere around here, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Missouri, Illinois, that's just kind of what you get. You know, if you guys are on the coast, you're on Florida, California, Arizona, some of the nicer places to live in the U.S., why don't we all live there? Good question. Then you don't have to deal with, you know, snowing in the month of March or 80 degrees one day and freezing and raining the next. You just never know. But we're here into April. It means flowers blooming. It means time to mow the grass. Time for baseball season to start. And it means time for live music and for tours to kind of get rolling. We've got some going on as it is. Some bands out there playing. I think Bon Jovi starts their spring tour tonight in Omaha. So a lot going on. This is the time where you really start to feel like the end of winter and the start of all the outdoor activities that we like and enjoy this time of year on into certainly the summer months, which are the busiest for us here and for me personally. So can't wait to be on the road this summer doing more of what we love. Last year, we were able to kind of dip the toe back into it. You know, there were some shows and some things going on and was able to do some traveling. Now it's full on, full blast, and we can't wait to bring all the good content here to you guys. I'll tell you some interviews that are on the horizon for On the Road to Rock. Today, I'm welcoming none other than one of my favorite vocalists of all time, none other than Robin McCauley, going to be joining me to talk about the new Black Swan album, which is called Generation Mind. It is a follow-up to their 2020 effort, Shock the World. Man, Generation Mind is already turning the heads of rock fans and critics alike. You think about what a group this is. You think about Robin McCauley on vocals, one of the best powerhouse rock vocalists of all time. You got Reb Beach, one of the best guitar shredders from the entire era. You've got Matt Starr, who's the drummer on everything. And yes, our good friend Jeff Pilson on bass, who also produced the album Generation Mild. I'm so excited for this. It comes out April 8th, a week from today. You can already go check out some of the videos, the title track, Generation Mind, as well as their latest video, Eagles Fly. It's available on YouTube. Check it out. Robin is just one of those guys that's been around there and done it all. Of course, singing with Michael Schenker. He was a part of the Macaulay Schenker group from 1987 to 1992. And he's going to be going out on the road with Michael Schenker to do a European tour starting here this spring. Very exciting because Robin's been a part of the Michael Schenker Fest in the past. But that also included other vocalists, Gary Barden and Graham Bonnet, Doogie White, those vocalists that have been around Michael Schenker and over the years doing albums and touring with him. They call it Michael Schenker Fest. Now Michael Schenker going out with Ronnie Romero, who's a part of his latest album. But Robin is going to be filling in on the dates in Europe. Wish he was going to be here in the U.S. because Robin, like I said, one of my favorite people, one of my favorite vocalists. And we can't wait to hear all the rest of the album from Black Swan, which comes out April 8th, but be also on the lookout for Robin. He's also lives out in Vegas. He's a singer for voted best in Vegas for, I think, 7 straight years, raiding the Rock Vault. It is an unabashed celebration of rock and roll, and some of the members over the years have been like Todd Kearns, Howard Leese from Heart, Hugh McDonald from Bon Jovi, Tracy Guns, Doug Aldrich. Robin's one of the vocalists. Paul Shortino has also been a vocalist there. It still is. So, you know, it's been 2 years since they've played. Raiding the Rock Vault, it was at the Tropicana. I believe at one time it was with the Hard Rock as well. Then the last time I saw it was at the Rio. So we'll see what venue they get worked at. It's been 2 years. So it's time to get Raiding the Rock Vault back, and we're going to talk to Robin about that and all the rest of his goings on. Of course, he released a solo album back in May of 2021 called Standing on the Edge. He was apprehensive to do it, and it wound up being just a tremendous, mind-blowing album because his voice is great, and he worked with great songwriters, musicians. It was just a tremendous effort. So all that and much more, it's coming up with our good friend, Robin McCauley, and it's coming up on the other side. Well, guys, for those of you that know me and know me well, you know that I'm an avid podcast listener and maybe an even more avid bourbon drinker. So we have to talk about one of my favorite podcasts. Do you find yourself looking at all the bourbon on the store shelves but don't know where to start? What about the differences between rye and wheated bourbon? Do you enjoy bourbon but want to dive into the science, history, and stories behind the label? Did you know that bourbon is a distinctive product of the United States? It can't be produced anywhere else in the world. And no, not all bourbon has to be made in Kentucky. I learned this listening to Bourbon Pursuit. If you think you like bourbon, get ready to love bourbon. Bourbon Pursuit is the official podcast of bourbon, the best source for all bourbon news, reviews, and interviews with people making the bourbon whiskey industry happen. 3 new episodes every week. Learn the next bourbon trends, great bottles, the personalities behind your favorite brands, and get the juicy scoop on all things whiskey. Past guests have included CEOs, master distillers, and brand ambassadors from every major distillery, authors, bloggers, industry influencers, retailers, celebrities, and unique customers who hunt rare bourbons. Take your knowledge from being a bourbon novice to a bourbon baron. Wherever the good stuff is poured, Bourbon Pursuit is just a play button away. So join your hosts, Kenny Coleman, Ryan Cecil, and Fred Minnick on an epic bourbon adventure. Subscribe and follow Bourbon Pursuit wherever you get your podcasts.
Clint, good morning.
Robin, how in the world are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you, man?
Oh, I am awesome. You're looking great as always, dapper.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's, you know, this is, we're entering maybe one of the busiest times of your career coming up here. We got a lot to, we got a lot going on, don't we?
You know, you got to do something, right? After a pandemic, somebody goes, you want to do it? And I'm going, say yes to everything.
Say yes, and you indeed have. I mean, everybody's talking about the new Black Swan album, Generation Mind. It's coming out here April 8th, so just a little over a week away, man. And the new video, the new single has got everybody talking. It's Eagles Fly. What a tremendous video. And I think the production was there. The song's great, man. This is really coming around, and I think is a certainly a tremendous follow-up to the last one. So Black Swan, man, this is very exciting time, isn't it?
You know, we're very happy with it. We're loving it, you know, album out April 8th. And yeah, it's glad all of that other stuff is over and we can sort of move on because, you know, when we released Shake the World, I was on Valentine's Day. And of course, come March, the world just stopped turning, you know, in any direction. So fast forward, we're happy to get this done. We're very happy with the record. And thank everybody for listening. So, yeah.
Well, both videos, Generation Mind, of course, has been out for a month or so, and now Eagles Fly. There's an emphasis. I think Frontiers Records is really good about putting emphasis on the visuals. For Black Swan, you guys have very four very recognizable names and faces, and putting that out there with these. Eagles Fly had kind of a really cool concept. It kind of is like an 80s throwback, almost summer camp type vibe. Really good video. I mean, it's actually
supposed to be War of the Worlds. That's basically where the lyrics come from. And it's
okay.
A sort of abandoned house, you know, laser beams, killing machines, you know. And I was a huge fan of Jeff Lynne's production of War of the Worlds, where he had Richard Burton as narrator. He had David Essex, Phil Lynott. He had Justin Hayward from Moody Blues, and I was a big fan of that. And then Reb, when they sent me the track, there was something on the intro that spurred my. I went, that sounds like this, and so off I went on my little tangent, and broke out my War of the Worlds and started to write a little H.G. Wells infused lyric. And the video director thought, okay, I know of this sort of abandoned house, no water in the pool, all of that sort of stuff. And those two actors are kind of having their last hurrah before the thing comes to get them. So that's kind of what was it about.
I love that. Oh, it definitely, yeah, it definitely had like a horror vibe to it, kind of like a throwback. So very good stuff. Is there just, I mean, the second album for you guys, Shake the World, was tremendous. I remember that was around one of the last times we talked.
Right.
Is there a chemistry like between you guys? You know, we all know about the ferocity of Reb Beach's playing. One of the greats, great rock guitarist, Jeff Pilson, my goodness, what hasn't he been involved in? He's producing the record. He's tremendous. And of course, Mr. Starr on drums. I mean, is there a chemistry here, or is it, has a lot of this kind of had to be done, you know, from wherever you guys live and kind of mobile? How's that kind of work for you guys?
Well, yeah, you're right. Jeff and Reb are crazy. I'm usually not even at home because I was doing the Vegas show pre-pandemic.
Yes.
That looks like it'll kick back in maybe May, June. So that starts that ball rolling. So Reb would just come to LA basically and get together with Jeff, and Jeff would shoot me an email and go, Reb's here, we're going to start shredding. And then I'd get, you know, I was supposed to get one initially, then I got like seven or eight songs in my inbox and go to work. And I actually didn't see Reb on this one. We would talk a lot, obviously, when he'd be in. I got this idea, this is what we're doing. And, you know, we snip it here, snip it there, and we get a song, and I would work it, go to Jeff and do a little pre-production, change this, change that, lay it down and go, that's good. That's next.
And that's how things are done in 2022. Yeah. That's perfect. And it's, you know, a lot of anticipation, everyone, through Frontiers Records. It is April 8th. So it's coming right up, just a little over a week away. Robin, for you, the last time we talked was last year. Now that I think about it, cause it was when you released your album, your solo album, Standing on the Edge.
Right.
And you talked about, at that time, it was, you know, right on the verge of coming out, some kind of a hesitancy to do the album. Now that we're like a year removed almost, coming up in May, are you glad you did it? I think that the rock community certainly is. And it was, I think, absolutely a tremendous effort on your part. Are you glad that you delved in and to do that album?
Yes, after all the procrastination, I am. In actual fact, by the end of the week, I will have submitted all of the songs for my follow-up solo. So yeah, careful what you wish for.
Absolutely. But a year late removed. I mean, the feedback and everything like that has been so positive. Is that kind of what fueled you to want to do another one? It was like, once you got delved into the process, you're like, man,
I just do it. I do it. You have no idea who's going to like it. They go, dude, enough, you know? I thought you were gone, disappeared off the face of the planet. That's a good place to be. See ya. And so you continue to, I love what I do. So as long as I can do it, I'll continue to do it. And if people like it, that's just awesome. That's just awesome because I can only do what I do and love doing it. So.
Well, you've solidified yourself as one of my favorite vocalists of all time. If that means anything at all, Robin. Oh, I mean, I was going to ask you about Raiding the Rock Vault, because I've seen you so many times at Raiding the Rock Vault, and you talk about something that's been so missing, I think. I mean, voted best in Vegas something like six straight years.
Yeah.
And then for a 2-year hiatus, I saw the show. You were there. My girlfriend's daughter wanted to meet the band. You whisked her right away. She wanted to meet some of the guys. You were so generous. And that was in February of 20. So we're talking about like, that was one of the last shows you guys did. So it's been over 2 years now. And a lot of people are wondering, where's Raiding the Rock Vault? But you mentioned hopefully a comeback this summer.
May or June is what's slotted to for the restart. In the meantime, unexpectedly, I will also tour with Shankar in Europe. And I wasn't supposed to do that. Ronnie Romero was supposed to do that. Ronnie was not available for the last five, I think three in Spain, two in Italy. And then I get an email a few days after I had said yes to those five. They said, can you do the whole tour? So now I'm doing the entire European tour. Michael does have North America slotted in for the end of the year with a huge amount of shows. And Ronnie has said that he will make himself available for that because he's also, he does a lot of stuff too.
Yeah, so, Rainbow and
You know,
absolutely. So yeah, this tour starts, I believe, just a little next month, like at the end of next month, right?
Yeah, I leave Finland. 22nd, we start 27th in Finland, yeah. And we work our way down to Italy, I think is the last show, so.
Yes, down, and that'll conclude there in May. So a lot of people were excited about maybe you doing the US dates as well, but obviously Ronnie is back for that. And he's sang on the album. Michael has a new album coming out called Universal.
Yes.
It does. And you were kind of a part of the last couple of Schenker records, but not on this one.
Yeah, correct? No, we were in the midst of the pandemic on this one. Michael's 50th anniversary, and I can't talk for him, but I speak for him. But I think he just wanted to do something special, something different for his 50th, which is why he didn't call it Michael Schenker Fest. He called it Michael Schenker Group, basically, for his 50th. And you never know what Michael's plans are going forward. And you know, he's forever changing, and that's what he does. And you know, if I get the call and I'm available, I'll be more than happy to do it. If I can't because I'm doing something else, he has a good group of people to pick from, you know.
Well, I don't know. I think when you go to Europe, we might have to bust out the old Macaulay Schenker logo or something because, you know, that era is so synonymous and your voice is so synonymous. I know he's had great singers and I've seen Michael Schenker Fest, you know,
yeah.
on a couple of occasions. And I love, you know, Gary Barden and you know, Graham Bonnet. I mean, they're great, but there is something about the chemistry that you and Michael had at the times in the late 80s to early 90s that was it just sort of, to me, at least for my MSG, it's you and Michael. It's the Macaulay Schenker group, right? So, you know, everybody has their own story, right? That's what I do, Robin. I don't get anyone on here to berate them. You know, I've never tried that approach. Maybe that would be more blabbermouth headlines if I did. But typically, I like to talk to people that I'm fans of. Now, Robin, so all this touring and you've got the Black Swan, never had a chance really to formulate any live performances for obvious reasons. Jeff Pilson is on the road a million days a year as well. So
doing a Vegas, just started a Vegas residency also this week.
Yeah. The Foreigner there. And then, which is tremendous. And they do a lot of dates and they're very much in demand. But have you talked about maybe doing some live stuff with Black Swan?
Yeah, we have actually, when we were shooting the video, Reb actually came up to Jeff and myself and he goes, "You think would be any good live?"
That's a funny question.
You know, he did, yeah. And I went, I don't know. And Jeff goes, "I think we'd be okay, you know?" And so we thought, you know, how's that ever going to happen? You know, like we were asked on Shake the World. And I think ideally, you know, a Monsters of Rock festival or festivals would be, I think, the ideal sort of platform to launch a band like Black Swan. We have plenty of material now. We have two full albums, man. And I think it would be the best forum because, you know, as I always like to say, a lot of people in the same place at the same time, and you showcase the band and hopefully it's great. And maybe, you know, a promoter goes, "You need to tour."
Yeah,
and I think it'd be the best way. It really would be a good showcase for the band.
So yeah, you're right. You know,
fingers crossed.
Certainly, you know, Monsters of Rock. There's all these Monsters of Rock cruises, and now there's the Monsters of Rock cruise coming to land this August. I'm just saying, I'm not a promoter, Robin, but if we just have some time to set aside in late August in the Smoky Mountains, I don't know. Maybe it all just works.
But I'm totally down for it. I would love it. I think it'd be awesome.
I mean, at this point in your career, did you ever foresee that you would be this busy, that you would be working this much at this stage of your career? Because you've done so much. Your journey is just from so many years. People have Wikipedia. They can look up and see your age. You don't look it. You don't sound it. None of that. But you got kind of a special birthday coming up next year, too. But did you ever see yourself at this point in your life involved in this many projects?
You know, Clint, I'm not supposed to be doing it. I'm not supposed to be doing it, but I love what I do. I truly love what I do. I have so energized by it. I look forward to it. I complain a lot about it. And my wife always goes, Yeah, I've been hearing this for 30 years, you know, get over it. You know, this is what you do. You're a pain in the ass when you're not doing it, you know. And so I keep doing it because I love it. And I want to be dignified about it. I don't want people writing stuff like they do a lot about other singers, and that's hurtful. You know, we all age to some degree, some more than others or whatever. I thank God. I'm thankful and grateful that I still have my voice, and it still sounds okay. A time will come when it won't. And then I will definitely, in a dignified fashion, bow out and bye, you know. You know what I mean? So I do. Until that point, which may be sooner than I know, you know, I said to my wife after I saw the MSG European tour set, I went, I'll be coming home in a box after that, you know, a 2-hour show at my age, you know, but I'm ready. I'm ready. I've been working hard on it, and it's going to kick ass as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, absolutely. I'm very jealous of that European run. I'm going to see the show here in the US because, Michael's doing some dates with Wasp.
Yes.
Which is,
yes. So yeah.
Yeah. In Texas, I think right. Tulsa is where I'll see it, but there's some history there. Blackie has told this story before about Michael driving down Sunset Strip and just like, for sure they were all going to die. He was driving 100 miles an hour down Sunset Strip. And he just said, Michael just kind of does what he wants. And I'm like, that is probably the best description of Michael I've ever heard. Michael does what he wants.
Yeah.
And at least 90% of the time it works out great. So
yeah,
that's not a negative thing. So that's a cool pairing. And I think Armored Saint as well. So that's a really cool pairing.
That's a throwback because one of the first bands that opened for us back in the 80s was Armored Saint, the John Bush singing. And very cool. I'm that part, I'm really sorry that I'm not on because it'd be great to see those guys. I haven't seen them in years.
No, there's that connection, which is incredible. Also the fact that Armored Saint opened for Wasp and Metallica back in 85. Yeah. So it's like kind of, it's life comes full circle. And if you stay around this business long enough, you're able to enjoy some of these things. It's like, man, it really makes you go, what, you know, where'd the time go kind of thing. And I mean, will you ever take for granted this thing called rock and roll? Because for the last 2 years, I know I did. Robin, I went to shows. It's like what I do. I travel, I go to shows, cover shows, do interviews like with people like yourself. And it's what I've always wanted to do. For the last couple of years, man, it has been had a very negative effect. So I feel like I took it for granted. Do you feel like you took it for granted and maybe you never will again?
As you well know, you know, Rock Vault worked 5 nights a week every week, you know, and we covered some 1500 shows from doing all of that to, you know, somebody literally building a wall in front of you going, that's it, dude, you're going to be in there now for the next 2 years. And it seemed inconceivable. I mean, the worst movie you've ever watched, you know, I won't be watching any reruns, I can tell you. But for me, I kind of enjoyed it, if that makes any sense. I love being home with my family on a more regular basis than I was, albeit forced, right? But I made myself very, very busy. And, you know, we had a lot of, even into the beginning of the pandemic, we had lots to do with Black Swan. And then I kind of got into my solo stuff. So I stayed really busy. There's a UK record label that has a double album out right now with Doro and Jeff Scott Soto and Circle of Friends. So I became part of that whole sort of thing, writing a lot of tracks, singing a lot of tracks with them. And so I stayed busy on the recording side of stuff. Found a studio where we were okay with the, you know, it was just me and the, when I did my solo record, it was just me and the engineer, and all I saw was the back of his head, you know. And I mean, obviously I can't wear a mask when I'm singing, but it was like, okay, thanks, there you go. And we would limit it to a few hour session. I got the job done, and we worked through it, and nobody died. I never got COVID, thank God. I didn't want it, don't want it. And and all of that other stuff. And some people were not so fortunate, and horrible thing. But, you know, I can't explain it. You just keep going, or you decide that it's over. And it's
not, yeah, life goes on. The sun.
Yeah,
the sun always comes
rise up. Again.
Yes. Well, I kind of hate to end on this note, but I just kind of realized you were the first interview that I've done since Taylor Hawkins passed this weekend. I mean, I don't know what it could be, because I've seen so many of my heroes the last, you know, 5-6 years. You know, when they pass away, it's a very sobering thing. I remember when Lemmy died, I happened to be on the Sunset Strip at the Rainbow the next day. And there's been countless Bowie and Tom Petty, countless Taylor Hawkins, something about it. Maybe it's because he's a lot younger and just seemed always so vibrant and such a tremendous player. Like, I just didn't know if you had any personal stories or ever crossed paths with Taylor or had any.
I never met him, but he was a dear friend, you know, with Chevy Metal. My good friend Brent Woods, who's the guitar player in the band, only ever said the best stuff about Taylor and how energized he was and how it was to be in a band with him. And it's just a devastatingly sad loss, and a wife and three children, and my heart goes out to them. And I don't know the full story, but I hope he's at peace wherever he is. And you know, if there were demons involved, I hope those demons are gone to hell, you know.
I like that. It's crazy, because I mean, the Foo Fighters are just such fans of hard rock and heavy metal, man. The album that Dave Grohl did, I think it was called Crobot, when it had like Lemmy on it, and just, it was straight up metal. I mean, it was insane. Like, so the respect that they have, I mean, those guys, I bet you know, that those guys probably go back. And I think Dave Grohl's even said he's a, you know, huge, you know, Shanker guy. I mean, Michael's, you know, so these guys have the knowledge. They're one of the best bands today that has like carried it on.
I've seen them live a bunch of times, seen them locally here, because they like to showcase their albums, used to at a club here in the San Fernando Valley. And, you know, they had the Rolling Stones mobile outside recording it as they go. And it's just, I mean, it just, they melt the walls in the venue. It's just killer. It's just awesome.
I know it's hard to speculate about things like that. I just hope the band's able to, if that's what they want to do, to continue on in some way, or it's obviously up to them, but they're just such an important piece of rock and roll. I'll tell you what, Robin, I'm heading out your way, man, because we got Scorpions doing a residency out there right now, so I'm coming out there. Yes. Skid Row is opening. I'm getting ready to head out there in a couple weeks, so very excited for that, man. That's awesome. That's a good one. So all the best, man. I always appreciate it.
Thank you, Clint.
I know. I don't know if you're cool with it or not, but I always reach out about, is Robin available? What's Robin up to? Can we get him on? So John Freeman, who does a great job making it set up. So April 8th, that's when the new Black Swan album is going to be released, and it is called Generation Mind. And it's going to talk about melting the walls. This album does it. You've done some great work here, Robin. So continued success, and we'll hope to see you soon, my friend.
Thank you so much. Good to see you.
Always. See ya.
Bye-bye.